Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 25 of Jonah. Today's title is Short-Lived Gratitude. Anne Voskamp wrote, "Satan's sin becomes the first sin of all humanity, the sin of ingratitude. Adam and Eve are simply, painfully ungrateful for what God gave them. Isn't that the catalyst of all my sins? Our fall was, has always been, and always will be that we aren't satisfied with God and what He gives. We hunger for something more, something other." Our text today is Jonah 4, verses 5 through 6. "Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. And the Lord God arranged for a leafy plant to grow there, and soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shading him from the sun. This eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant." Jonah, in a state of pouting and self-pity, travels to the east side of the city. After refusing to answer God's question of whether he had the right to be angry, Scripture tells us that Jonah left the city to see what would happen to it. Jonah got out of Nineveh just in case God sent his judgment. It's amazing to think that Jonah took God's promise of judgment on sin seriously enough to flee Nineveh, but couldn't see his own sin clearly enough to repent of it. John Phillips offers a profound discussion of Jonah's actions. "Sick of the sight of sackcloth, the sullen prophet turned his back on Nineveh and went to the east side of the city. There he made a shack in which to wait for events to unfold. He thought that perhaps the desired judgment might yet fall. The weather was hot and oppressive, as it is so often in eastern lands, so the Lord took pity on the pouting prophet and prepared a gourd, just as he had prepared a great fish, and as he would later prepare the worm and the vehement east wind. Worm, whale, or wind, all creation is at his command." The Hebrew word translated gourd, kikayon, occurs only here in the Old Testament. Some scholars think that the plant was the Syrian elk roa, which is native to the sandy regions of the Middle East. Elk roa have large leaves and grow to a considerable height in a few days. In any case, the gourd was prepared by God and adapted to throw a welcome shade over Jonah's hut. Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. Literally, Jonah rejoiced with great rejoicing. James Montgomery Boyce adds this insight into Jonah's newfound joy. "This is remarkable, that Jonah was very happy. It is the first time in the story that Jonah has been happy about anything. The first thing we read about in the story was God's commission to him to preach in Nineveh. He didn't like that. Then there was the storm. He didn't like that. He didn't like the great fish, even though it had been the means of saving him from certain death. Apparently, he had not been happy even with the second commission. He had not been happy with the repentance of Nineveh. Nothing pleased him. But here at last, Jonah was very happy. Why? The answer is obvious. Jonah was pleased because at last, after all the compassion of God for the other people, God was finally doing something for Jonah. Selfish? Of course it was. And petty, too. For the vine was a trifle compared to the conversion of the entire city of Nineveh." What angers or pleases someone says a lot about them. You can also tell a lot about someone's spiritual maturity based on how often they're grateful. You will see in tomorrow's devotion that Jonah does not stay grateful for very long. At this point, Jonah has no idea that God is trying to give him a lesson on humility, gratitude, and the eternal value of someone's soul. And Jonah's attitude and actions are playing right into God's lesson. God knows the attitude of our hearts. He is the master teacher because he knows the perfect lesson to reveal our selfish hearts. God is ordaining great fish and plants to save and shelter Jonah, and Jonah still doesn't trust God from his heart. If we are not careful, we can become so lost in our own ways that we start to think we know better than God. Selfish attitudes lead to deviant thoughts. Wayward thoughts then lead to wicked actions. What Jonah hasn't realized yet is that his attitudes are in complete opposition to God's word and his will. We should all be thankful that God is patient and compassionate. If he wasn't forbearing, we would all fall under his judgment. God shows us how to love our enemies by the way he treats us when we live in direct opposition to him. Consider these questions today. What does your gratitude say about how much you trust God? How do Jonah's actions regarding his enemies lead him to a place where he is opposed to God? How can God's appointments lead to your spiritual growth? Join me in prayer. Lord, help us see ourselves when we are being selfish, so that we can turn to you, repent, and experience the fullness of your grace. Help us be agents of your grace, forgiving others, so that we can show your power to all the people in the world who don't know you. In Christ's name, amen.